I mean, it's easy. Cheryl and I are just learning how easy it is to get somebody healed and then they'd be around the wrong people just for a little while, and how quickly. We talked about that on the way to church today. How easily you can take somebody and you can put them back into the world situation, and almost immediately those same demons come right back into them and the same symptoms come right back upon them. You got to stay in a holy environment if you want to walk healed. And you can't do that with a tube in your home that's got all the trash that's coming on. You know, I turned it off. Cheryl and I don't watch TV at all, do we, honey? I mean, we've got a television in one of our rooms, and it's got a satellite hooked to it that's only hooked to Christian channels. That's all it, but we hardly ever, I bet we ain't watched that thing in 30 minutes in the last year. We don't have time. Do what, honey? We don't have time. We do not have time to watch it. And another reason, I don't want to watch secular television because, I mean, you can't turn that thing on without bad stuff. You might even try to watch a good movie. And I was telling one of the ladies a while ago, come up to me and asked me a question. I said, do you watch television? She said, yes, some. I said, well, you know, it depends on whatever it is that's working on you. But let's say, for instance, if you have a problem with eating excessive food, if you have this gluttonous problem, if you have it, and you watch television, you can sit down and have a beautiful meal and eat more than you need. And you can go down there and sit down in front of that television, and I guarantee within 30 minutes to an hour, there'll be some kind of a commercial come on the screen that's got the most beautiful, glorious, boy, that stuff is beautiful. I mean, they get Ty there. Beautiful ice cream and pie, you know. He loves that. See, and so he's not even hungry. He just had dinner. And if he had the TV on in a few minutes, he said, honey, bring me a double dip of that ice cream out of the refrigerator. He hadn't even thought about it until he turned the TV on. Isn't that the way it works, Ty? Sure it will. I mean, we can be driving down the road, and he looks over the window. We just eat and had everything. This had really happened. We had just had a great big steak, and I was so full, I couldn't even turn over. I mean, and he ate more than I did, so I knew he was full, too. We're driving down the road. He looks over into the window of a store, and it's got ice cream cones on the window. He said, we got to have an ice cream. I said, Ty, I'm so full, I can't even breathe. He went to two or three places before I mean, diligence. You talk about diligence. He ain't giving up till he gets an ice cream cone. He loves ice cream, don't you, Ty? He does. But you see how the enemy...
You ate one,
too. But it was... I ate the thing. I told him 9 times I don't want it. And he goes in, and when he comes out, he throws one in my lap. I didn't have to eat it, did I? But I did, unfortunately. I mean, I didn't want it. I told him many times I didn't want it. But he would not let me overcome that temptation. Is that the true story? Did I tell you that, Ty?
Yeah.
Yes?
I didn't want you taking that away from me.
Oh, my goodness gracious. You see the way temptation comes upon us?
Yeah.
Temptation comes upon us. You know, so it's difficult to overcome temptation. Now, wherever your temptation is, if it's television, an addiction to television, it'll be hard. You know, I mean, some people, alcohol. You know, some people, the temptation is so strong. They really like the stuff, you know, and it's so hard for them to overcome. Smoking. I mean, it's so hard to overcome. But will all these things bring devastating results into your life? Sure. If you overeat excessively for many years of your life, it'll bring excessive weight, bring tissues and arteries and vessels and everything, which makes your heart work harder and harder, and it can very easily shorten your life. We know that. If you smoke, it can bring lung cancer upon you. It even says on the package they cross cancer. How many people smoke for years that are Christians and then come down at 50 or 60 years of age with lung cancer, have to go to the doctor, spend thousands of dollars for surgery and pain, and then still their lungs are burnt up and they never can enjoy any kind of a life. 50 or 60 years old, they can just barely walk around. How many people do I know like that? But yet they're Christians. They listen to the wrong voice. The Lord says this is His temple. You need to take care of it. And if you take care of this temple, you exercise this temple right, you eat right, you watch what you put in every way, through these eyes, ears, through this mouth, Everything. If you'll take care of this temple, he'll keep this temple healthy and well for you if you put him first. And you won't have no sickness and disease. You can walk there. It's available. We went back over there to Exodus. If you're diligent, how much sickness did he promise to take away from you? If you're diligent. Isn't that amazing? But most of us today in church don't even believe we can walk without sickness and disease, do we? But see, they don't know if we don't teach it. If we teach it to them and they say, hey, that's what my Bible said. I can be healed. If I confess my sins, my faults, one to another, and then we can find men or women that will pray for me diligently, fervently, the Word of God says you will be healed. Didn't he say that? So see, this is where we miss it. We have somebody come in and pray for us, and we don't feel any better when we walk out, but we believe what we see and feel and not what the Word says. When we walk out here, in fact, I've got to tell you this testimony, then we're going to take a little break. A gentleman, Vernon Cannon, came from Hobbs, New Mexico with his wife of 50-something years just a few months ago. They came and sat here through a healing school. After the healing school's over, Vernon came up to me and said, Thurman, do you think God can heal dyslexia? Now, what do you think my answer was? No, sir, I don't think God can heal dyslexia. I know He can heal dyslexia. I mean, with God, nothing's impossible, right? Nothing. That's His Word. With God, all things are possible, Luke 1:37. So I said, sure, He can do it. I said, all we got to do is believe. So I said, you got to get rid of your sins. I said, how long you had it? He said, I was born with it. 77 years old. Said, I had it all my life. Said, I can't read. 77 years. I said, well, just repent of your sins. Ask God to forgive you. I'll lay hands on you and command that spirit to leave you and pray the prayer of faith for you. And I did. I said, now then, you got to start saying what Mark 11:23 says. Whatever you say, with your mouth, when you believe it with your heart, you will have whatever you say. Now, that's the Word of God. I realize a lot of people don't believe that, but that's written. And so I said, start saying, thank you, Lord, I can read perfect in the name of Jesus. So he starts out of here. He said, thank you, Lord, I can read perfect in the name of Jesus. His wife said, oh, you can read. He said, well, not really. Not yet. You know, it hasn't manifest yet. But he said, the Word, Thurman showed me the Word. This is what I got to do. I got to say it. He said, then it will manifest. He told me he didn't know how long it would take, but he said it will manifest if I keep saying it. Because God said it. So he goes, and of course now his wife knows the truth, you know, that he can't really read. So she don't bother him. She just continues when he says, thank you, Lord, I can read perfect in the name of Jesus. She just kind of, you know, okay, praise the Lord. So every day, you know, he's going through the day, gets up morning, says, thank you, Lord, I can read perfect. Well, his wife knows he can't, so she's just praising the Lord with him. So they go to church, and he's praising the Lord. 2.5 months later, standing there in church with the songs on the screen, can't read a thing, saying, Lord, thank you, I can read perfect in the name of Jesus. And he said, the screen got bright, and every word moved into place, and I could read them. He said, praise the Lord, and I can read. Well, of course, you know. Had a little bit more enthusiasm, but his wife don't think nothing about it. They leave church. He's going, I said, praise God, I can read perfect in the name of Jesus. She said, man, he sure is happy today. He gets to the restaurant and they have dinner. Praise God, I can read the menu in the name of Jesus. Okay, so we're ordering everything. You know, he's been there so many times, he knows what he wants anyway. So anyway, they get home. He said, honey, I can really read. She said, oh, yeah, you can. Okay, praise God. He said, no, I can really read. It is manifest. She said, what? You're kidding me. No. She opened her Bible and said, read that line. And he read it. And mama, 52 years, I believe it is, he said, my wife started jumping, screaming, doing handsprings and everything else. And the next Tuesday, they drove all day long from Hobbs, New Mexico, 77 years old, and came right here. And him and his wife stood right here and gave the testimony of his healing. Isn't God awesome? And what? Oh, yeah, and that's right. They were here that night, too, and his wife. That's another reason they came, because she had hurt her wrist about 3 weeks before, and they had prayed and done everything but they could not get her pain away. Now, they're standing on the Word. They're doing everything. She said, okay, Tuesday morning we woke up. She said, it's time we go to Dallas to give your testimony. And also, she said, I've got to go down and let Thurman pray for me. I know, beyond a shadow of doubt, that with his faith, when he touches my arm, I'm going to be healed in the name of Jesus. So they walked in that door, and as soon as they walked in that door, Tuesday night of Bible study, about 10 minutes of Bible study, she walked in and said, I know the minute you touch me, I'm going to be healed. She said, I've had this pain for 3 weeks. I said, well, okay. So, I mean, I don't even know what's going on. I said, well, woman, hold out your hand. She held her arm out, and I just said, in the name of Jesus, as soon as I touched her, she said, that's it, it's it, it's gone, I'm healed. Right there. And that's what happened. We saw it. We was all here. You were here too, wasn't you, Joseph? You saw it too. And she had great faith in my faith, and she knew that when I touched her in the name of Jesus, it's just like the King was going to touch her. And who is in me? The King is. Who's in you? The King. Same King in you that's in me. Now, how many of you would like to be prosperous in life and have good success and have no sickness and disease? I thought everybody would like that. Well, the Word has the answer. And I'm going to show it to you in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. I'm going to show you what you got to do if you want to be prosperous and be successful and virtually have no sickness and no disease. I want to show you what you've got to do. Now, you've got to believe the Word. If you don't believe the Word, then it won't work for you because you don't believe in faith. Faith is what makes everything work after you walk into God kind of love. Now, faith don't work without love. Galatians chapter 5, verse 6 says, faith works by love. So when you don't walk in love, nothing works. You get out of love, bam, it's over. Your faith quits working. Now then in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, this book of the law. Now then, don't write me a letter and tell me, Thurman, God's talking to Joshua and Joshua only, because I've had that happen. Let me tell you, if this is written, it's written to all of us.
Praise the Lord. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. If the teaching you've just heard, if you would like that in its entirety, if you would call our ministry at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. We'll be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. You can also order all of our entire teachings, which we have hundreds of them, on the website at tlsm.org. www.tlm.org. tlsm.org. And there you can go to the free teachings. You can order whatever you want. We'll send them to you free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.